And we're back for the second term of 2024, Zav Chat, and today two special guests who we'll introduce in a moment. It's been a refreshing time to get a couple of weeks break for everyone. Hope everyone's had a wonderful holidays. And Bill, we're up and away for term two.
We are indeed, Hughes, and it's great to be back. A school's not a school unless there's our students in it. So and our staff, of course. So Jared, how was your break?
My holidays were fantastic, Mr. Doherty. I think it's important to use them as a time of rest and relaxation, and to get yourself into the right space for the next term, but also as a time to think, how can I best prepare myself for what is to come, so that you can get the most out of your education and your schooling. So I definitely tried to incorporate both some, I think, much needed rest, but also devoted some time to my studies. So, yeah.
Oh, some good messages there, Jared, for the younger students. So, Bill, why don't we introduce our special guests?
An absolute pleasure. So we're heading right into the heart of our new COSCA precinct, and we've got our two heads of Year 7, Adam Grundy and Andrew Delfinis. Welcome, both of you. Great to have you on board.
Hello, Bill, Shane, Jared. Good to be here.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here.
Thanks. Hey, Adam, you're not only new to, as you both are, to the COSCA building, but you're also new to Xavier. So maybe I might hit a twofold question. Your first impressions, firstly, of the COSCA precinct, and secondly, your impressions of Xavier.
Yeah, Bill, it's been great to join Xavier in 2024, coming across from St Ignatius College in Adelaide. The first thing that struck me about Xavier was the warm and sense of community. There's no question too big for any staff members. The boys just seem to be all about each other and building connection, and I've just got this sense of warmth walking around the campus. That was my experience in Term 1, and probably similar in the COSCA precinct as well. The boys in their neighbourhoods, which we'll touch on shortly, are just getting in those communities within communities, and, yeah, the building design, it just speaks community for me, so it's been great to join the college.
Great. Andrew, how about you? How have you found the COSCA precinct in your first term?
I think it's been great having the Year 7s and 8s on board. It's brought a new sense of vibrancy to the place, particularly teaching in the senior end. It's quite refreshing to have those younger students with us at the senior school now.
Yep. And you actually would provide a great sort of sense of proportion here, having taught for the last 2 years up on the senior end of the school, and now to have our 7s and 8s up with us. How have you found that welcome addition, and how do you sense your colleagues have found the addition of 7 and 8 students?
Well, it's been great having a few of the Burke Hall staff members come up and teach at the senior school. Having taught Year 12 primarily for the last 2 years and now Year 7s, it is a bit of a difference inside the classroom, but you see how enthusiastic the Year 7s are. They bring a real great energy to every single classroom. And at the moment, teaching Year 7 and 12, 1 minute I'm teaching finance to Year 12s, and the next minute I'm teaching basic algebra to Year 7s and trying to get them on board and, really get them passionate about mathematics.
What an amazing contrast.
Yeah, and do you find that life-giving, to be able to...
Absolutely.
...recognise you're taking some students right at the infancy of a big journey, and others you're polishing at the far end?
Absolutely. It makes, classes really fun, actually, because, you've got your Year 12s, where you're trying to gear them up towards exams from now, and your Year 7s where you're really just trying to help them find their passion and really just enjoy maths.
Now, for all of our listeners out there who might still not be familiar with our new COSCA building, even though we've had some wonderful events, Shane, as we know well,
yes,
throughout Term 1, maybe just a description of some of the parts of the building. Probably the core is really what we might term a neighbourhood. So that might conjure up a whole range of different impressions in people's minds. But, for our listeners out there, what is a neighbourhood? Just describe your particular setting in the building, Adam.
A neighbourhood, we have four neighbourhoods in the COSCA building. There's two at Year 7 for Andrew and I to manage, and two at Year 8 for David Burke and Philippe McConnell to manage.
Okay.
Had this discussion with some parents at our Discovery Day last Saturday about why we have neighbourhoods, and with year levels of nearing 200 boys and having them all in the exact same space probably isn't conducive to each boy being known and loved. So the year levels are split into sort of two different neighbourhoods with about 90 boys in each one. Their tutor teachers are based there, their lockers are based there, our offices are based there, most of their classes are based there. And within probably the second week of term, boys were starting to say, I love our neighbourhood, or this is our neighbourhood, and they've really started to own the space. And I think, the building design is just perfect for a community within a community. As neighbourhood leaders, we have our own space to manage, but we are also collaborating and talking almost all day, every day about Year 7 in general, but with a focus on our specific 90 boys.
It's great. And Jared, as I head over your way for a question, we've often referred to the image of a lifeguard at a beach.
Yes.
Where Adam and Andrew's offices are, they can, from their door, they can peer straight into five classrooms. As Adam said, they've got the full suite of the breakout zones and the locker spaces, and it gives them a great chance, I sense, to see, who's a little boisterous, who's quiet, who's a little disorganised and a little bit late, who seems to be really measured and calm and, welcoming others in, etc. So I think it's a good image to sort of project through, and they've just got, obviously, the way these two go about their craft is just beautiful to see, but they've got that capacity to really now know their students so well. So, Jared, over your way.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Doherty. And so, Adam, you talked about how you were taken by the sense of sort of warmth and community and boys getting around each other here when you first got here. Was this similar at St. Ignatius College, perhaps a hallmark of Jesuit education? And could you speak to the way that we've fostered this sense of community?
Yeah, great question, Jared. I think there's definitely similarities in the Jesuit aspect. St. Ignatius was co-ed, so there was certainly a different element there as well. But just being in the cheer in the rig quad last week before our swimmers went off to the APS final, seeing boys running across the Chapel Oval to get down to First 11 cricket on Friday afternoons, voluntary masses, which I haven't been able to attend yet, but I really want to in community time, seeing boys sprinting at the end of recess to get a seat in the chapel.
Make sure you get to one.
I'll need to get to one as soon as I
They're
can.
They're amazing.
But I just feel this sense of community around the place, not just necessarily with the key events, but also just between lessons and boys. They've got different ways of expressing it, but you can see that they're men for each other as you walk around the place.
So I've got one for you, Jared, and for you, Andrew. Same question, and that is, you're doing classes in the new Costco building, Jared,
right.
Year 12, one of the maths
that's right,
streams. Yeah. And Andrew, obviously, you're in there. What, after a term and a bit of time to think about it over the holidays, what is most special about the Costco building to you? What really makes it hum in your view? Either can jump in first. You go, Andrew.
For me, it's the way the neighbourhoods are set out. It really does bring that sense of community in. And particularly in my neighbourhood, I could be teaching my year 12s, but I'm still able to peer and see what's happening with my year 7s in the same space. Just the way that the classrooms are designed, the glass windows, you can really, get a sense of what's happening in every single classroom and what every single boy is up to.
Okay, that's great. Jared?
I feel like my answer is similar. I think every time you sort of step into the building, it seems to be teeming with life in a way. And there's a bit of bustle, a good buzz sort of around it. And obviously it's very new. I think we discovered some tree sap on one of the wooden planks the other week. So it's obviously, teeming with life, as I said, in that respect, and also with human life and community. So I think that's
good
pretty
answer.
Special.
Yeah, great.
Good to see it's a living structure. So great response, Jared. Hey, maybe I might dig a little bit further there. We spoke when we were, it's obviously an aesthetically beautiful structure. And I think that's one of the first things that impacts people. But then they start to peel its layers away and they realise that there's something quite special about its design. And when we were designing it, we were looking at how it would positively impact upon human behaviours. Not behaviour from a disciplinary sense, but human behaviours. So maybe, to Adam and Andrew, what are those, and you've begun to touch on it, how do you see this building impacting positively on people, maybe through its design elements?
I think it's there's a lot to unpack there. You can see that there's a sustainability element to the building as well, and boys are starting to recognise on the screens as they walk around what's our water usage for the week, or which classrooms are using natural air versus air conditioning. There's a beautiful neighbourhood rooftop space called the Cosca Terrace that some classes have started to go up and really foster that collaboration and breaking the traditional classroom structure. And I think we're only scratching the surface on the building's capacity to develop learning and to develop community. And only being a term in, I'm excited to see what the next couple of years can do.
And Andrew, as we go over to you to share your thoughts there, maybe it was almost extend too to the neighbourhood and the breakout spaces and the glass and the one operable wall. It's trying to also encourage teachers to think differently about the craft of teaching and what learning might look like. So maybe feel free to sort of tip into any of those sort of new teaching behaviours that you might see present or think that are opportune for the picking.
Absolutely. So some of the purpose-built classrooms, potentially, if the teachers don't necessarily need to use the equipment, they're often breaking out into the neighbourhood spaces and having some boys set up, in the neighbourhood areas, and then a few students in the classroom. But the teacher has access to both spaces with ease. So that's what I've noticed, how that's being used. But my favourite part is it's just so easy to deliver a message to a group of 90 boys because you can just grab them out of their tutor groups. There's so many spaces that you can use. We've got the Resource Centre, the Learning Street, we've got neighbourhoods, we've got the Cosca Terrace, you've got the chapel, we've got so many big spaces where you can actually send a message quite easily to 90 boys.
And it's quite remarkable, isn't it, as we're sort of heading up towards 400 and we've obviously built the building with a bit of growth potential as well so that we can actually provide spaces for where we could see need coming. But acoustically, how the building works, it's incredibly, it's an open structure with plenty of natural light. But again, the number of people who have commented about it, but it's quiet. And even though there's a volume of students in there, there seems to be spaces for everyone and then a real sense of calmness as we go through.
There have been quite a number of excellent events outside a normal school day back in the first term. We had that brilliant family day and we had hundreds and hundreds of people with you guys helping as tours, got taken around. What has been the reaction that you've found from families and parents of those Year 7 boys that you're teaching?
I think the Discovery Day last Saturday was really, really key to new parents coming in and wondering why the building was designed the way it was. And I think we've touched on its athletic structure, but new families in particular looking to maybe enrol at Xavier were blown away by the building. And I think they really enjoyed the smaller neighbourhood components of the building. Families were sort of, blown away, not so much by the spaces itself, but also the accessibility to teachers. And while acknowledging that Year 7s and 8s are fresh out of primary school, still having some constants in their tutor accessible across the neighbourhood, spending 3 or 4 classes in the same room throughout the day, I think gave parents some great comfort that while they are coming up to senior school, there are still elements of the primary, letting young boys be young boys still within the space.
So Adam, you spoke about how teachers seek to know and care for each student, and this is sort of the reason behind having the neighbourhoods in the Cosca building. So do you think there's a focus on pastoral care and a sense of cura personalis, the care for the whole individual, both at the Cosca building and in the senior campus also?
Yeah, absolutely, Jared. I think the way that the tutor program is structured with the half an hour each day on Monday, Tuesdays and Thursdays after recess, program, and we have given tutors some agency as well as provided resources for them to use. And Thursdays in particular, the whole building in 7 and 8 have found it really vital for boys to have that calm time, have some silent reading time while their tutor can do subtle check-ins with boys who may need it. And we've also then had a really great community time structure as well. So the boys have loved competitive element with the community time on Fridays. So I think the half an hour or longer after recess has given tutors Year 7s and 8s have a slightly different timetable with the 5 minutes of tutor time in the morning. So if there's any little spot fires or boys who are unsure about anything, their tutors are still present from 8:30 in the mornings. But we are finding boys are coming into the neighbourhoods from 8 a.m. onwards, and that gives us half an hour before school starts just to make sure.
Andrew?
echoing everything Adam said in the Costco space, but having been a tutor in the senior school space as well, I feel that the tutor program that we offer here at Xavier is just second to none. You know, having a vertical structure with your 9s to 12s, getting to know those boys quite intimately and well, their families, making sure that you know that they know that you're looking after them. I think that's really, really fantastic, and it's great that we offer that.
And they take that seriously. They take it to heart. They're very proud of their school. So just, I was going to head off into 7s and 8s, sort of being out and about. You know, how have you found the play spaces, lunchtime recess? They've got their own canteen, and maybe then heading off to those opportunities where, back in term one, and Jared knows this only too well, obviously being out with the first 11, but the boys got down onto the bleachers and saw the school again in another dimension of action, and saw the senior students in the grandstand, and they were part of it, and on the edge. How have you felt that the 7s and 8s have embraced these new opportunities?
Yeah, I think they are spending a lot of their time on the Chapel Oval, the sports field with the grass tennis courts, the Costco tuck shop, and we've also opened the sports centre in term one for them to play basketball at lunch and recess. And with the new basketball courts being completed and those up and about, they'll be a popular place for the boys to spend some time during term two. But with the rubbing shoulders with the senior boys, as we touched on before, just seeing, we've been putting up notices in the neighbourhoods when there's ever an opportunity to connect with the senior boys, and they're running across the oval to cricket or heading up to the Rig Quad, albeit a little bit hesitantly, to watch a cheer or things like that. We are trying to promote connection with the senior boys as much as possible. And you can see when year 12s are coming into the building, the year 7s heads are turning a little bit, looking at what they're doing and who they're with and how they're interacting with each other. So we've been really big on maybe giving the 12s a bit of a heads up as they come in, just tuck that shirt in, because you are role modelling for our younger boys.
Andrew?
I really like what our Year 12 leaders have been doing. They are really getting our boys involved in all the community events. So, Ted Hansen came down with the World's Greatest Shave and promoted that for the Year 7s, and then they even ran a lunchtime Greatest Shave for the Year 7 and 8s, and the Year 7 and 8s got involved as well. So I really love the inclusivity of what the Year 12 leaders are doing. They're really getting our boys, making them feel part of the community.
I don't know if you guys have been teaching long enough, but over a period of time, has a Year 7 boy changed with this social media society, or do you still innately think they're just exactly who they were when maybe you started out in your teaching career?
I think there's elements of both, definitely. I think they're still young men, 12, 13-year-old boys who are still curious about the world and their place in it and how they interact, particularly with 50% of our Year 7 cohort coming from outside of Xavier. So there's certainly been a little bit of finding their place. There was in term one, and I think it's starting to feel a little bit more settled now, but definitely with social media and technology, I'm probably finding attention spans. You need to reinvent your pedagogy a little bit more just to keep them engaged for the full lesson.
That's interesting.
And I'm not sure if that's your experience as well, Andrew, but I think, yeah, you've got to be on your toes and keeping them engaged for the whole 50 minutes.
Yeah, Andrew, your thoughts on that?
I would, again, echo everything Adam is saying. There are a lot of similarities. However, you definitely do need to make sure that you're proactive rather than reactive inside the classroom, just making sure you're keeping those boys engaged, particularly in the math space, just trying to keep it really, really interesting. But I know that the boys really are enjoying all parts of their schooling. They're really loving PE. So when I had check-ins with my Year 7 neighbourhood, they're all really loving their PE, their English, drama. The opportunity to do liturgical singing has been something that a few of them have quite enjoyed, that they didn't think they would. So we're really just, giving them the opportunity to experience a lot of different things.
So as we wind up, Bill, I think you'd happily sit back and say Year 7's in pretty good hands.
It's been a really satisfying first term. It's started with such expectation for us, and it's not just the opening of a building, but it's been the restructuring of an entire school community and a community of 146 years' worth of history. And so it's been a significant move for us, being able to watch into Burke Hall as well and our junior school, how it's been able to sort of fill out into new spaces and reimagine the possibilities over there. But certainly in all of the interactions that are occurring here at the senior school. So it's been very gratifying to see not only the structure coming to life, but actually how it's positively influencing on how people are being able to approach the space. Mm. The exciting journey for us ahead, obviously, is now really extending the teaching opportunities that we will have and looking at how the neighbourhoods and the differentiation that can be achieved within them can be brought to life. So,
well, a great Zav Chat to open term two, I must say. And just before we thank Adam and Andrew, Jared, let's go around the grounds.
Thanks, Eels. And so it's great to be back for another term in the red and black. And we've certainly got a very big term coming up. But firstly, looking back on the holidays, we had a number of senior students in our top jazz bands who went on the USA jazz tour for 2 weeks, playing music all around America. I think maybe even fitting in a trip to Disneyland in there. So definitely a great experience for those boys. And also, having returned on Tuesday, we got our winter sport trainings underway for all boys, with some high expectations and hopes for the season to come. We're also, unfortunately, mourning the loss of one of our much-loved and long-serving teachers, Mr. Ed Savaglio, whose funeral we celebrated on Wednesday. So if you're listening to this on Thursday, the funeral was well-attended and, yeah, it was a good send-off. And on Wednesday night, we'll also have our trivia night with Genizano College for Year 11s and 12s. So a great way to, you know, incorporate the two schools and also encourage some positive competition. And preparations for the Maytime Fair are well and truly underway, with just over 2 weeks until the big day. So everyone, mark that in the calendar, the 4th of May. And finally, we're having the opening round of the APS winter sports season this Saturday. So everyone, very excited for that. With the highlight obviously being our first 18 football team clashing with St. Kevin's College to ignite the Catholic rivalry for the season.
Fantastic, Jared. Thank you. And Bill, let's thank our two very special guests.
Adam and Andrew, always great. There's a great amount of life and energy that comes from both of them, and that you can see it feeding off into our students. So, Adam, again, welcome into Xavier. It's been really great having you. It's a really lovely moment where teachers from other Jesuit schools are able to come and rebirth again in another Jesuit institution. And Andrew, to you both, thank you for everything you've done in Term 1. We're really looking forward where we'll end up as we head towards the latter part of the year.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Shane, for having us. It was great to chat.
Thank you very much for having us, guys. It was lovely.
Actually, it was a great chat. And Adam, you've come to Melbourne at a great time because the Bombers are just on the up. Won't be too long before you're heading off to a grand final. So there we go. We're off for term two, and we'll look forward to you joining us again for another Zav Chat 7 days hence.